morning, and I just couldn't get it. But like the cover of your bulletin, How I Met Your Mother, any of you ever watch that show? Please, someone okay. Thank you. I really wanted to have that song to play at this point, but I couldn't get it. But I'm going to go ahead and start like this. Kids, this is the story about how I met my brother. I was born, and that pretty well sums it up. Hey. Okay.
And I know he hasn't been here this long, so this might be insightful for some of you. Maybe you could use it as blackmail material. I don't know. But I thought as long as I'm here, I would help set the record straight. So.
I don't trust this.
This is going to be good. Okay. Anyway. So my earliest memory, because I'm a couple years older, so my earliest memory.
That service is over.
But I was about 3 years old, he was about 1 year old, and I had my own little rocking chair. And he was using it to pull himself up on it, and I did not like that, because it was my rocking chair. And so I promptly went ahead and bit his fingers. And that is actually my first memory of how I met my brother.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for that.
No problem.
I believe they're all still accounted for, so I can forgive you. And I don't even have like a first memory specifically of you. But I think it would be like, I can remember getting at Christmas when I was really young, opening up a G.I. Joe. Oh, yeah. And I had no idea what that was. And one of the earliest memories I guess I can pluck is you explaining to me what it was and how cool it was. And
you're welcome.
Was it cool?
And thinking along that, because, you know, we did get along quite a bit, but, you know, we had a lot of summers growing up where, you know, we would go out for the summer, and we'd spend a lot of time at hotels.
Yeah.
And
summer travels.
Summer travels. We call that summer travels. And a lot of times at hotels, and we loved to play in the pool together, mm-hmm. And we had this special little ball. It had a little cuber. It was a little video game thing on it, a little cuber ball. We loved to play catch in the pool. We'd take turns going to the deep end. So we could dive and fall into the pool, and then we'd throw it with each other, and sometimes try to hit each other. But that was for fun, though. So I did enjoy that. The summers and hanging out and doing that kind of stuff.
I do remember that. Spent a lot of summers hanging out at hotels and playing with Q-Bert. But hey, as long as you're up here,
yeah,
we might as well be honest, right?
Probably be a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think. Maybe I'm wrong. But there's a chance. Probably not. All right, there's a small percentage chance that we weren't always perfect to raise. Maybe once, just once, not the best kids ever, right?
Maybe once or twice. Yeah.
I remember specifically the small hole. Do you remember the small hole that we made in the drywall?
Small hole.
But, yes.
Yes, I do.
Because drywall, I don't know if you know, but we learned, crumbles if you pick at it enough. And so somewhere out of the way, like right in our main family room where guests would be, we found out that you could pick a small hole in the drywall. And then we wanted to be able to talk to each other through the hole, so you had to make it a bit bigger. And then I think it was your idea to try and go to the other room and see if we could watch TV through the hole.
That's why it had to be a certain size. You had to see the TV through it. Yeah. And while we're on that, and as long as we're being honest.
Because we weren't always perfect, but darn close.
I mean, darn close. You know, we did have a younger sister.
Yeah, we did.
And she liked blueberries. I remember that specifically. She loved blueberries and would do just about anything for them. And I'm going to blame this on you. It's probably your idea this time.
Your idea.
That if we could ping them across the floor to the dirtiest part of the kitchen, she would probably actually chase them and eat them.
I remember that.
And she actually did.
Many times.
Many times. Until Mom and Dad came in the kitchen and saw what we were doing. That was good. Yeah.
It's probably a good thing our sister isn't here this morning.
Although her ears are burning right now, I'm sure.
We don't need to Skype her in. Yep. That was pretty lousy because I remember her picking up some nasty hairball-covered blueberries.
Yeah, she still ate them.
And eating them. And anxiously awaiting the next one that you had the idea to roll under the fridge.
There was that, wasn't there?
But I think I can top that. Again, for the sake of honesty, not that I'm proud. And if there are children listening, do not try this at home. We had this... Dad's looking.
I see that.
Somebody distract him for a moment. We had this beautiful row of arborvitae in our backyard, those green bushes that do a nice job of blocking things out. There was a road behind our backyard, and so we had this arborvitae, and we loved to play in there. You remember doing forts?
Oh, forts, hideouts.
Those little berry things that you could do whatever you wanted with, throw them at each other.
Absolutely.
Toss the football back and forth up through one bush down into the other.
Yes.
Remember when we'd defecate in those bushes?
We didn't want to go in and stop the playtime, as I recall.
No, it was so much easier to be like, time out, you go to the end bush. And occasionally, you had to urinate also.
That bush grew a little taller than the rest, as I recall, too.
It was a mutual favor between us and the bushes. I'm sure Mom and Dad did not appreciate. Did we mow?
Not back there.
Well.
Yeah. And since we were talking about our sister, I remember that there were... She didn't like the dark, and so
no, she did not.
The times we would hide in consecutive rooms, and one of us would jump out and scare her, and then she'd stumble into the other room, and the other one of us would jump out and scare her.
The double whammy.
Yes, that always went over well.
Awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know, we're talking about this, and like we were best buds, and usually.
Well, yeah, partners in crime, right?
Of course, always.
So maybe we weren't perfectly behaved.
All right.
But we were pretty well united. I mean, you couldn't stop the terrible tandem.
Although...
The terrific two.
Yeah, but...
The fantastic friends who were best buddy brothers.
Except when we weren't. Because...
Which never happened.
Occasionally, we didn't get along the best. I'm thinking about when we would go to set up those G.I. Joes and the Transformers, and there'd be arguments about whose character would have to perish, and how we should set it up, and when we should actually start playing.
Uh-huh. We didn't always see eye to eye on those.
Definitely not. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do remember hearing a lot of, if you two are going to tussle, take it outside. If you two are going to fight, take it outside. You guys are roughhousing, take it out. Did we live outside for part of a year?
I think there was an entire summer. Yeah.
I specifically remember at one point, like, Mom was trying to nap, which now I appreciate at the time, and that cover flung off of her so fast, and she's like, outside!
And we did.
I guess that did happen a few times.
Mm-hmm. Or when we would play some board games, especially board games that involve cards.
Foul? Nope.
And
nope.
There was...
Nope.
There was one in particular that you had to give up your cards if you lost. And one of us in particular really didn't like to lose. And so when it came time to give up the cards magically disappeared and wouldn't reappear until Mom did the wash. And then they'd be in pockets magically.
Wasn't that your board game?
It was, yes.
So I destroyed the cards in your board game for the sake of pride.
And I never got a chance to say thank you.
I never got the chance to say you're welcome.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I remember, and I feel bad about this, I genuinely do. Jason and I, we worked for the same company for a while. And it was kind of just make sure the work gets done. And this is serious. I remember one time having a disagreement over the work distribution.
Yes.
And I think it got pretty thick at one point, right?
Yes, it did.
Yeah. We argued pretty severely over that. And I felt bad about that, Jay, I really did.
I did too.
Especially when I shattered the china over your head. But no, that didn't happen, okay? But we had an argument. Good heavens.
It was pretty good.
Well, no, I'm just thinking, like, we tortured our sister. Other things. Mm-hmm. We had problems between us. Caused a little bit of grief for mom and dad. Man.
Yeah.
We couldn't have been fun to raise. Yeah. As good looking as we both are, we couldn't have been a lot of fun to raise. We couldn't have been really easy to love. It might not have been a pretty household sometimes.
Yeah. But, you know, we've done a lot of focusing on us, though.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all these people here, too.
Well, that's right. Welcome back.
And I know he gets distracted every now and then. So I think we should probably talk a little bit about how they met their brother.
How they met their brother. Good idea.
We did that for the children. So
yes.
I think we should probably do that for them as well.
Fair enough.
All right. And as long as we're doing that, you know, talking about being loved by our parents, even though we're not always the best, either one of us was better than the other.
I know I was.
All right. It popped a verse into my head, Romans 5:8. Talks a little bit about, you know, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And, I mean, our parents, you know, God bless them. They loved us even though we weren't always the best or easiest to deal with. And in that verse, it just reminds me how much more our Heavenly Father loves us when we aren't at our best.
I think you're probably right. I think you're spot on with that. And, you know, I appreciate you sharing some memories with me. I was going to leave it at I was born. There's a bit more to it. But I think you're right, and that reminds me of how we met our brother. And the story is told in John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, your brother. And the Word, your brother, was with God. And the Word, your brother, was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. And without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life. And that life is the light of all mankind. That light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all may believe. John himself was not the light, but he came as a witness to the light. The true light that gives life to everyone was coming into the world, and it was your brother. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, and that's all of us. But his own, again, you and I, did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become brothers and sisters, children of God. Children born not of natural descent, not of a human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word, your brother, became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. So some people I know get really into ancestry. Maybe you are, or maybe you know someone, or maybe you've seen the ads on TV that now you can send in DNA kits, and I'm afraid that someday there's going to be Jurassic Park where they unfreeze a bit of our DNA and we come back and destroy stuff. But people get really into ancestry. And they want to know what's in their past. They want to know where they came from. They want to know who's in their family. They want to know, hey, what's my line? I can trace it back to my parents or maybe my grandparents. But what's way down the line in my past? Where am I from and who am I? Here's the deal. For you and me, here's the deal. Here's the interesting part of the ancestry. All of us, we are part of the richest, the best, the most inclusive heir to royalty family ever. Ever. That's the truth for you and I. And I think about my family. If I could build an ideal family, What would I want in my ancestry? Well, what I have is a good start. I have a mom and a dad that I know loved me, even though I was a stinker, not as much as my brother, but I was a stinker. But I knew that no matter how much trouble I made for myself or where I found myself, that they loved me and they accepted me and they worked to keep me well. And that's why you were blessed with my presence today. Thank you. I had grandparents that I had the privilege of knowing. Not everybody gets that. I had grandpas and grandmas both sides, and I knew them, and I got to enjoy them, and I count that as a blessing. It would be really cool to have somebody famous in my family line. And so I claim Dalvin Cook of the Minnesota Vikings. And if we stand side by side, the family similarities are obvious. But I think so, okay, that's all great. But if I could make up a perfect family, and you did this maybe when you were little, you do this maybe when there are problems. Sometimes you do this if you send your sample kit away and you're going to find out, like, who's in my family? What's there? If I could make up the ideal, what would it be? So if I were to fudge my family line and make it up, ideally, just speaking honestly, this is what I would do. I would say, I'm a descendant of a king, right? How cool would that be? Like, my family line comes from a king, but not just any king, the best king, like the king of kings, right? The king that rules all kings, one ring to bind them, okay? I would make that up. That's what I'd want in my line, right? I'm from a king and like the biggest, bestest king ever. Cool. Yeah, that's in my family. And then I'd say, my brother is the greatest man to ever live. Not that brother, no offense. You're great. But I'd say my brother is the greatest man ever to live. My brother was the most morally upright man that it still sets the bar for people today. I'd say my brother taught was so wise that philosophers and scholars are still baffled by his teachings. That's what I'd do. I'd make that up. And here's the best part of it. I'd say I was adopted into that family because that'd be cool. It's not that I directly descended, no, no. But that king, that line brought me in because I'm special. I would say that. I would want to say if I were making up the ideal family that they chose me. Like, here's what's awesome with extra awesome sauce and a side of awesome. And we choose you to be a part of it. I would want that. That brother was like, put his arm around me and said, come along for the ride. I would choose that. That's how I would make up my ideal family. That's the perfect scenario that I would craft if I could choose how my family goes. It's a little bit deeper than the one I have now, and it seems really fancy and glorified, but here's the thing. That's not made up. That's the truth for me. And that can be the truth for you also. Even as John said, though sometimes we choose to live in darkness, or maybe we do things that wouldn't exactly make a father proud. I'm sure my dad will walk away head hung after this morning, okay? Even though sometimes you and I, we make decisions that our grandpas and grandmas wouldn't have smiled on. Even though sometimes we don't necessarily deserve the best of the best. God gave us that. So among all the things that we will do to celebrate this season, there will be food and feasting. There will be family get-togethers. There's going to be music. I already turned on the Christmas music. Love or hate me, I did it. Take it. There's going to be times where we worship together. There's going to be all sorts of festivities. There's going to be the buying of and the giving of, yay, gifts. There's going to be so many ways to celebrate. But listen to me, because here's what I want you to take away this morning. I am going to celebrate a love that is so incredible. It went just like the fantasy story that I made up. That God said, the God of all creation, I'm going to send my son into the world and I'm going to fix this. They choose to live in darkness, but I can show them light. And God's son, Jesus, walked up and said, do you want to follow me? And if so, come along for the ride. I'm going to celebrate that. There will be so many other things that we'll want to look at and do. Hey, have fun. Live it up. Celebrate. But this season, this Christmas, I want to make the holidays brighter. And the brightest way I know to make them is to base my celebrations and center everything around the fact that I am a part of God's family because of my brother, Jesus Christ. And my question is, will you celebrate that with me? Jason, will you try preaching that message? Will you celebrate that with me? I want you to know, above and before and beyond anything else, you are loved and you are part of the family of God if you will choose it. Would you pray with me? Glorious God, Father of all, creator of heaven and earth, I worship you this day. And I just thank you for the incredible gift you've given me. God, we have the opportunity to be one big happy family because you gave us your son, Jesus Christ. And I celebrate that, God. And I'm thankful for it. When I didn't deserve it, when I couldn't earn it, when there was no way to buy it, you chose me. You chose us. So God, once again, hear our praise. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please stand if you are able and join us in our closing hymn.